T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's your biggest pet peeve?
It's a little strange, but I absolutely hate when people have blue mouths.
Blue mouths? Like if I was eating a popsicle and it was blue and it made my mouth
disgusting.
Blue?
Disgusting.
Yeah, is that disgusting?
Blow pop, blue frosting, when yeah. little kids have it and it's all over their face. It's disgusting.
You know what makes the best blue? Ring pops.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Ring pops, probably the most vibrant indigo blue mouth. My boy gets them all the time. Mm-hmm. Love it. It bothers this guy. I want to know where you are.
Fun Dip, though. Fun Dip can do it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that'll do it, too.
Yeah, exactly. So, Stephen, when you see somebody with a blue tongue, what happens to you?
I have to go wash my hands.
Okay. All right. Biggest pet peeve.
That's an affliction.
Hi, Tara. What's your biggest pet peeve?
I really hate it when people are talking during a movie. When I go to the movies, when I go pay to see a movie, and there's people talking really loud, or... I don't know, someone got a baby to the movie theater the other day. The baby was crying.
Yeah, that's not fair because that kind of gets into everybody else's experience. I've brought a baby to a movie before, but they slept through it, so.
Some movies and venues, I think you need to expect that you're going to get that.
Right. Like the Galleria Mall, I really don't go to that theater anymore because I feel like a lot of teenagers go there. Nothing against teenagers, but.
But it's expected. You know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Right. So you don't like when people talk during the movies. That's a fair pet peeve. Tammy, what's your pet peeve?
When people stand too close.
Oh, my goodness. I am with
when
you.
When you're in the grocery line, just click touch, and you can feel their teeth, it just does not make any sense.
So I have to check myself sometimes because I'm in the grocery line, and then I get the feeling of, oh, wait a minute, I've moved up too far. I am too close. So sometimes I'm that guy, and then I have to back up. But then I need to go, if there's someone behind me, then I need to do the backup on them. So while I'm trying to play along with your rules, sometimes it's difficult.
You know what the worst is, though? Summertime, because we're in flip-flops or whatever.
Oh,
carts.
Literally, my poor Achilles tendons, yep. I'm always worried, because I've been clipped before by people, and it's like, are you kidding?
Sometimes those things are hard to manage.
And then when you move forward in line, they get closer.
Yeah, they do, don't they? It's crazy. You gotta stand your ground.
I got a little trick, but I won't share it.
Ashley, what is your biggest pet peeve?
Disgusting.
My biggest pet peeve is when people talk with a mouth full of food.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
It's horrible.
So do you react to it? Do you say something? Because sometimes I think, Ashley, I think people are unaware sometimes that they're doing it. What do you think?
I always say something because it bothers me so much. My 2-year-old doesn't even talk with food in his mouth.
So what if an adult is doing it, what would you say?
I just tell him, I'm like, hey, can you wait till you swallow what's in your mouth, please? Like, I don't need to see what you're eating.
Okay, but are you the person that asks a question as someone's taking a bite?
Not usually.
Okay, so you're aware of that situation?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I usually wait until, like, they already swallow, and then I'll ask the question.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what my biggest pet peeve is? One of them? I have just a couple.
Here we go. You have more than a couple.
Oh, heck yes.
Go.
This is the one I can think of right now. I literally can't handle when somebody bites their nails. Like, bites their nails, peels their nail off. I don't care. It's so icky to me. It's very, and then you know how sometimes, because you can hear when somebody's crunching on their nail, too. Mm-hmm. So they bite their nail, and then you can hear them crunch. I can't even think about it.
Sometimes people like to leave their remains like a showcase.
Yes, they do. It's so gross.
And
Sam.
Then I see what that is, and I'm like,
Sam.
My biggest pet peeve is when somebody says, oh, my God, this smells so bad. Smell it.
Yeah.
No, I'm good, thanks. I really believe you.
But isn't it so funny, Sam, because I think I'm definitely guilty of that, but, like, you want someone else to... And same with taste. This tastes so bad. Taste it. You know? You could insert
both.
Well,
I think you want to check, like, am I really smelling? Is this as bad as I think it is? And then they almost want to show off, like, no, this is, like, really, smell this.
No, really,
they
want
to share, but I get what you're saying. Nobody wants to smell something bad.
Oh, that's so funny. That's a good pet peeve. Chris, you're on Kiss 98.5. What is your biggest pet peeve?
Well, I work in a restaurant, so one of my biggest pet peeves is when I ask somebody, can I get them something to drink, and they say no, but I'll have a water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a customer, I think sometimes they're like, I don't want to pay for a drink, but I'll take a beverage.
Yeah, it's one of my biggest pet peeves, but I figured I would share it with you.
Yeah,
guys.
Have you run into the customers who say that they want everything, no gluten, no gluten, no gluten, but then dessert comes around? And it's
and then they order a cheesecake?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
What's wrong with that? I don't understand. Chris, just an aside, how do you feel about them raising minimum wage, being somebody that works in a restaurant?
Well, I think it's awesome, especially if there's no tips involved. But I think if there's tips involved that, you know, they should make the whatever the allowance is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I do. Yeah, I totally do. I hope that they're able to work that out, because a lot of the restaurant workers that do rely on tips, this minimum wage thing is hurting them a little bit.
I wonder if they're going to come up with a certain category of worker where minimum wage is adjusted if you're in a tips-based business.
I hope so.
And how that will be regulated. Like, that would make sense, because as a business owner, that's going to kill a lot of businesses.
Yeah, for sure.
Make it very difficult.
Trisha's on the phone. Trisha, your biggest pet peeve, please.
Good morning. You know, when I was first calling in, I think I heard, did a girl call in and say people talking with their mouth full?
Yeah.
Dang it. That's what I was going to say. But I will piggyback off of it. Just in general, loud.
Just in general what?
People who chew loudly.
Oh, yeah. It's so funny, because sometimes I'll be having chips and I'll ask my daughter, I'll be like, can you hear me? Like, when I'm crunching, can you? And she's like, yes, Mom, I can hear you. But isn't it hard when
you're a loud cruncher.
Am I a loud cruncher?
You know what?
Yeah.
I'd rather have a loud cruncher than someone who's slapping their gums.
Oh, yeah.
The smacking? Like, I'll take crunching over lip smacking.
Oh, it's so. And I work in an office, so, like, you know, the people sitting next to me, when, you know, the dude next to me gets his applesauce and sits there and gums it. Oh, I can't even. Ever since I was young, I swear to you, like, I would be sitting there eating dinner with my sister. I'd be like 8 years old, and I just shoot her the death stare across the table, and she knew what it meant.
It's a unique sound. And Jan, you know, there's a time and place for that sound. It does not involve food.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, the guy gumming his applesauce is very funny.
Oh, I don't like that. And the slurping of coffee. Oh,
Gross. Yeah, thanks for calling. This is in from the text line. Pam says, please tell people to return their carts to the corral at the grocery stores. Come on, that is a pet peeve. I agree with that totally.
Yeah.
What?
That's never going to be fixed. She's got to give up on that one.
I know, but it would be nice if we
It would be nice. People are just going to leave them. And so here's what I've done with that. I just go grab a cart now. If someone leaves it, I will get it and bring it back.
Don.
Yes.
What's your biggest pet peeve?
I got two. One is, if I put a drink in the refrigerator for work for the next day and I get up and it's gone, that really aggravates me. Mm-hmm. That's one of my big pet peeves. The other one is, I can't stand people that have the tubs of butter and they butter their toast and then they scrape the knife back off into the tub with the crumbs on it.
Thank you. But let me ask you this.
Free toast.
Who's
bonus crumbs?
Yeah, that's bonus toast.
Overnight.
They're sharing their toast.
No, that's disgusting.
Oh,
and
no,
you need to keep a clean knife when you're into the tub.
Who
no.
is stealing your drinks overnight?
Yeah, like who?
Yeah. My son.
Your son.
Oh, yeah. I got one of those.
Every night, I put two Mountain Dews in the fridge so that I have full pop for work. And I get up in the morning, I have no pop. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? I'll wake him up.
Yeah, wake him up. Wake that boy up. Teach him right from wrong, Don.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It is terrible. Struggle is real. I appreciate you. Jackie, you're on Kiss 98.5. We want to hear your biggest pet peeve.
Hi. Okay, so my biggest pet peeve is when you're waiting in traffic and there happens to be either another lane on your right or even just the side of the road, and people think that it's, you know, okay to go flying down that right side to bypass everybody else that's been waiting.
Mm-hmm.
That drives me nuts.
Yeah, here's the thing. There's no hard, fast rule on that. That is a social law. Like you, there's no law that says you can't go right to the very end and then sneak over.
I'll see that pet peeve, Jackie, but I would like to add to it. How about when somebody's going to turn left and they ride the center lane far before they're supposed to? And then if you go to cut in where there's the little break in the line.
Then you have a head-on accident.
They, like, rear end you because they're blasting forward and stuff. That's always so scary. Do you know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah, well, drive safe. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're playing the line game?
Well, that
but someone's coming up already?
I always do where the
break
is. That
happens on transit a lot near
all
your house.
All the transit and Sheridan.
For new drivers, that is one of those things you need to learn. People are going to do that. If you're going to cut in and go into the lined left turn lane, check your shoulder. Check always that no one is advancing you and coming up behind you. You need to check that, even though the lines are, you know, you could be dead wrong.
Right, exactly.
Or dead right.
Dead right.
It is. Yeah.
Dead right. Hi, Joe. Hi, what's your biggest pet peeve?
When I go to Walmart or other convenience store like that, and someone's parked right in front of the store, right in the fire lane.
Oh, yeah, you don't like that.
That drives me nuts.
What if they're putting something in their car? Is that okay?
Yes. I think so.
Okay.
It's when they're waiting for their passenger to do their quick shopping.
Yeah, but Debbie's just going in for a minute. Why can't I park right
here? I know.
Here?
People, you're right about that, Joe. People do that, and they do it a lot at Walmart more than anywhere.
And they will park right in front of where the pedestrians are supposed to go across.
And it's just like hanging in the parking lot.
I get you can hang back a little bit. I know it's wrong, but at least stay out of the way.
Yeah, I agree with that one. That's a good one. Rose, you're on Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. What's your biggest pet peeve?
When people at work use your food that you clearly have your name labeled on.
Oh, that's one of the big no-nos, isn't it?
It is. It just happened to me last week.
How'd you handle it?
I haven't handled it yet. Mm-hmm. I might finish it off and put a note inside my container and say, I hope you enjoyed my cream cheese.
Mm.
So did they have the whole thing, just a nugget of it, a portion? Like how much?
Probably 3/4 of it.
Okay, so you had a cream cheese container.
Yes.
Did it say that it was just for you? Because it looks like at this point it would just be public fridge use stuff.
It had my name on it.
Okay.
Wow.
Right on the lid.
Is your name Philadelphia? You can see why that's confusing.
Mm.
No.
It could be.
Oh, I'd put some natural chives in it.
You know what's funny? If that happens here at the radio station,
disgusting weed.
With 7 radio stations here and people are very protective of their food, there is, you've got to.
So my pet peeve is the string of all employee emails that come
when
in relation to, because I don't use that fridge.
No, we don't.
Just,
but for somebody that's here during the day and maybe they want to bring in their lunch,
I
get that.
Why would you want to eat somebody's food? You don't know where it's been.
Oh, people do it
because it's
food. Because it looks good. Yeah.
How bad could it be?
You don't know who brought it.
Yeah.
You don't know who brought it. You don't know where it's
been. Yeah, what if you cook with your hands?
Ugh. Good luck working that out. Sandy, you're on Kiss 98.5.
Unfortunately, my pet peeve is happening right now, and it has to do with driving. When you have a 60-mile-an-hour, 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, and people are going 30.
Doesn't it drive you crazy? It's so dangerous.
And you can't pass, you can't do anything, and it's just annoying, especially when you're trying to get to work.
What's their situation? When you pass that driver, what's the usual person reason? Because I always look and I'm like,
they're 900 million years old. You can say that out loud.
Sometimes there's that, or sometimes there's just like, oh, you don't look confident on the road at all. You don't drive.
It's never a young person. It's always
some people do not like to drive on the thruway at all or
any
kind of
highway. I know,
and
that's why they can use local roads and stay out of our way.
Sometimes they don't.
No, I know.
Exactly.
Do you judge when you pass the person?
Pardon me?
Do you judge when you pass the person? Do you look at them and try and figure out their story?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
I do.
I just say, gosh darn it, why weren't you going the speed limit?
Those are the words you use?
Well, no. I was trying to be nice for the radio.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
Yes, we do. Jordan!
Yes, hi. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your biggest pet peeve?
I have a couple, and they both revolve around the fact that I work in an office.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, if I close my door so I can get things done and people come to talk to me and leave my door open when they leave, it drives me nuts. Like, listen, it was closed when you got here. Close it when you leave.
Exactly.
And then I have to get up. I have to get up and close it myself.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is poor grammar. I can't deal with it. Whether it's an email and someone uses the wrong version of your
yeah.
or something like that, or they say, I seen this the other day or something like that.
Yeah.
I can't. I like cringe.
You gotta let that go. It's gonna. I have a good friend who misuses the word too, so it's supposed to be T-O.
I don't do that, do I?
No, you don't.
Okay.
And
just making sure.
It's such a good friend. I don't want to be Richard and correct that person, so I just let it go because I'm like, oh, that's their thing.
Yeah, but
I know what you're saying.
But Jordan, I am guilty of writing emails the way I text. And
no,
being I know, but I just I'm coming clean.
But I also work in sales, so I think a lot of it is that, like, if I'm not grammatically correct when I'm responding to a client, like, I don't expect them to give me their business. Like, that to me shows that you're professional and things like that. So I think it's different if you're in a business setting compared to if you're, you know, sending an email to a friend or something like that.
Gotcha.
But for me, dealing with professionals all day long, you know, when a coworker of mine or someone sends an email that's just grammatically incorrect or just, oh, it drives me crazy. Like, I can't take you seriously.
You got to let that go.
I hope
and just because they have a job doesn't mean they're a professional.
Right.
That's the other thing you need to understand.
That's true.
I know a lot of people that should know how to speak better as far as whether they're administration or something
casual.
Like that. And it's a whole lot of I seen this, I seen that.
Ashley.
Yes.
Biggest pet peeve.
Okay, so I work in a school and there's a lot of employees. So oftentimes the administration will send out a mass email to everybody and people constantly will reply all. And it's some kind of announcement like, oh, congratulations, so-and-so had their baby, or congratulations, this team won first place. And the people who it concerns are not even attached to the email, yet people feel the need to reply all and congratulate them. It's almost you know, make sure that you know that I care, or, like, in the gates there, thank you, I think.
Right. Yeah, that, and you know what, those big reply all kind of emails, I'll throw in the text messages where it's a big group of people, and then it becomes a conversation and it lasts for 2 days.
Yes, they go on for weeks.
Yeah.
You need to flip that and learn to embrace it. I like to reply all when it really doesn't matter.
That's funny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.